Okay, I'm going to call to order the Brule Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. Please silence or turn off all electronic devices. Mr. Perkins, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Sir.
The United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Guidry.
Here.
Commissioner Lemoine.
Here.
Commissioner Perkins.
Here.
Commissioner Payro.
Here.
Commissioner Poplio.
Here.
Commissioner Sonia.
Here.
Commissioner Travassos.
Yeah.
Full house.
Okay, item four, consider approving the minutes of December 27th, 2023, regular meeting. You should have it in your packet.
So move.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Travassos and a second by Mr. Guidry. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, under zoning, consider amending section 120-152 C1 light commercial to add a subparagraph A, uses permitted, small animal grooming and/or boarding where animals are kept indoors, and to amend in subparagraph B, uses prohibited, outdoor kennels. This is a public hearing. I'm going to open the public hearing to the public. Any comments?
Yes. Good evening to all of you, councilmen and women. I am Bo Bress. I live here in Brule, right on Main Street. I've been here 2 years, and we have a dog, and we make frequent use of kenneling services because we travel a lot. And the closest such services are in Baton Rouge, the closest in South Downs, really. So a few months ago, when the business opened up on Vaughn Drive, we were delighted and were one of their first customers. And I was sorry to see him go, but I understand that we had to change the ordinance. So
to allow it. Right.
So I'm here in favor of making that change, because I think that type of service is needed in the community and would be an asset, certainly one like the operators were running there. They had a first-class operation.
Yeah.
It was really good. Sorry to see them go, but there's no accounting for small business owners and what they do. So, but by changing the ordinance to allow it in the future, hopefully somebody else will come in and provide that service, I think, which would be an asset to everyone that has needs for daycare and boarding, as long as it's indoors.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public? Seeing no one else, I'm going to close the public hearing. I'm going to leave it to the commission to consider. Any questions, anybody? I mean, it's...
Are you planning to open it up?
We've tossed it around, but no.
Really?
No, I have no hidden agenda here.
Yeah, I hear you.
Except as a customer.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Is there an idea that there's somebody out there interested in opening it?
In the building we're talking about, CoreLogic done rented it, but that's where they was going to do it at. And when they come to get the permits, they wasn't allowed to do it. So that's why this came.
So they came and then they left.
They came and left. They couldn't wait a couple of months for us to do this.
This is the second person that has tried to do this in town, though.
Yeah.
So I think somebody will do it. Somebody wanted to build a facility across the highway, I think.
Okay.
In one of those commercial lots.
All right.
Somebody was talking about doing it, but...
I know there's a need.
There's a need for it, yes.
A lot of people talk about he says Baton Rouge, but I know my daughter-in-law brings her dog to somewhere down past Port Allen somewhere, just to have her trimmed.
Right,
because the girl in Addis is 2-3 months.
She's booked up.
So those types of services are needed around here.
Does the place in Addis also board?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Is that a parish issue?
No.
It's just local?
Local. Our ordinance just did not allow for it.
Right. But now, if we approve this, we're going
to
make a recommendation and
the board,
and they'll make the final decision.
I move that we recommend to the council to approve the amendment to the ordinance to allow indoor boarding and not allow outdoor kennels like the proposed ordinance changes.
A question on that. If there no outdoor kennels, they still can have a fenced-in yard to go walk the dog.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to clarify in my mind.
I think this, okay, we got a motion by Ms. Payro to make a recommendation to the council to accept this change, and a second by Mr. Sonnet. Let's do a roll call vote.
All right. Commissioner Guidry?
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoyne?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Payro?
Yes.
Commissioner Papillion?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Yes.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yes. Unanimous.
Unanimous. Okay, item six, planning, we have any, nothing? Any other business, Patricia?
No.
Points of personal privilege. Anybody? Anybody from the public?
Thanks for bringing it to
us. Any announcements about the ethics training?
I don't have everybody's certificate yet, I know that.
Okay.
You want me to send out a new email with another
Send out a new email and
because we gotta
remind
do it every
them.
Year.
Right, we gotta do it every year, so we can do it now for this year.
For this
yes.
year.
Yes.
Okay.
Get a jump on it.
I'll send out another link.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
So moved by Mr. Travassos to adjourn, seconded by Mr. Perkins. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it.